sea its boundary and made the ocean's foam. Who calls the sun each morning, come travel through the sky. There's only one who has the power. It is God and God alone. Great are you, Lord. Great is your majesty. Reigning over all the earth, exalted high. Great are you, Lord. Great is your holiness. Ruling over all the earth and sky. Your greatness fills the day with light. And thunders in the night, declaring all the glory of your might. Great are you, Lord, great is your majesty. Great are you, Lord. Who saw that man was sinful, who saw that man was lost, who left his throne in paradise to die upon a cross, who left the grave victorious and drove away the stone. There's only one who has a power. It is God and God
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church on this special day when we honor mothers even as we honor them every day. And if you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, Searching the Scriptures, to find the answer to the question, what does the Christian married life look like? At the 5:00 service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will resume teaching the series from the book of Revelation in chapter 13. The ladies' Bible study will be tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., and please refer to the insert in your bulletin for details. The men's Bible study will meet Tuesday, May 11th at 7 p.m. at the Veloz home. And please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 148, verses 12 and 13. Both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 449, To God Be the Glory.
Yeah.
us now continue our worship with hymn number 18, Now Thank We All Our God. Will you please stand now as we sing hymn number 525, A Christian Home.
Please remain standing for prayer. I may say a few words. What happened to me had nothing to do with my wife to begin with. I have some men from my team at McDonald's working in my home down the hill. My home has three levels, hills, and one of their machines do not work, and I have an extra one at home. And so I went to the shop downstairs and got a very heavy equipment in my hand. Opened the door, forgot there is a big step before hit the lawn, and missed the step, missed the stop, and then I throw the equipment out of my hand. I knew the fence was coming in 3 feet, and then I know there were 6 feet down, and then there is rocks. So I have to plan the landing. And so I twist on the left, like when I was in my soccer times, and I swing on it, but hit the rocks and roll all the way down. And Team Perfecto got me up and was all bloody all over. I do have a pharmacy at home, so no problem. But I want to know that the body is okay, and the paramedics came in, and the ambulance was in place, but nothing serious. It's just the hematomas, and everything is okay, and the body in one piece. But it's awful to take the pain pills because it makes you crazy. But I did a wedding last night, and it came okay. I did it from this side, so that way. So, all right. So well, we praise the Lord that in his mercy. I have a pair of German glass. And my wife complained one time it was so expensive. But thank God the glass disappeared and it protect my eyes from getting inside the rocks and things like that. So let's pray. Father, we come today in thy presence, remembering what Adam said. And Adam called his wife name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. How blessed we are that we do not come from a monkey or a giraffe or an elephant. We come from a woman designed by God, made by God, built by God, and honored by Adam. Thank you, Father. And in that spirit this morning, we honor all the women who at one time in life, they have the opportunity to give life. And we men are alive today because we have a mother. We have a wife who gave us children. And we remember and honor that, and it's very deep in my heart. Thank you, Father, for the mothers who are here today. Thank you for the mothers who are listening over the internet across America and across the world. Thank you for the extended church who is so faithful and listen to our broadcast. Father, we also look in the life of our church, and we thank you that two of us at least are surviving a very bad accident, myself and Andrew fall from 12 feet as he was going up, and somebody dropped the rope, and he came down flat in his back, and he is healthy. And so Andrew and I have a second life chance, and we thank you, Lord, for your care for us. Lord, thank you also that yesterday we honor you, and two families gathered together to present their children to be married. And Adrian and Rahel were married yesterday and now on the way to their honeymoon. Thank you, Lord, that the testimony was rich and that the people were there because we want to honor the Menning family and the Martin Fisher family from Switzerland. Thank you, Lord. It was precious to me to see two families obeying the Lord as their children follow the Lord in matrimony. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the support of this church and the care that you give to this church. And thank you for our friends and the extended church who sent us support to get the ministry on the airways in the ministry of printing. Thank you, Father, that we do have a great and rich fellowship between our people. We are a rich family because we have a rich Father, our God, and we have a great Savior and High Priest, Jesus. And then we have the Spirit of God who dwells in our heart and move us and give us direction and move our intelligent mind to do things in a way that pleases God. Thank you, Father. Then, Lord, our church is not only here. We have missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, Spain, David and Denise Rode in Papua, New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, Central America, Martha Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diana Avila in Costa Rica, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, California, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California, Daniel and Miriam Lacey at Motorsport Ministry across the United States, and Fred and Carol Lewis and the U.S. Center for World Mission training missionaries. Each of these missionaries have a different function. They do different things, but they all have a goal to show them how Jesus will do the work in their ministry. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that. We pray now, Lord, that you bless us through the service, that you gave us the Spirit of the living God to understand your scriptures and to leave this place with words of thanks for the creation of matter and for the instruction of thy living word. In Jesus, we pray that with thanksgiving for the giving. Lord, bless the offering and bless the giving. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. God, Jesus, in you.
I could hear his voice in the words you said.
I saw Jesus in you.
Jesus in you.
In your eyes I saw his care. I could see his love was there. You were painful, and I saw Jesus in you.
Jesus in you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Matthew? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1062. We will be reading Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 23. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 23. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, What wilt thou? She saith unto him, Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, You know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, We are able. And he saith unto them, Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we praise you and thank you that you have not let us remain in ignorance, but have given us your very word in the Bible and graciously enabled us to understand it by the power of the Holy Spirit. We understand the heavens and the earth will pass away, but your word in all its truth and promises will endure forever. We thank you for the gift of faith, where we look for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ in a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. May we contemplate this day, your marvelous design for the earthly family and the tremendous role of mothers, and also on your family, the family of God, which endures forever. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. We thank you, Father, that his fall was not more serious than it is. It's serious enough, we know. And we pray for healing and restoration of good health. Bless Pastor with all wisdom and knowledge as he brings the message from the Scriptures, that you would, those things that you would have us hear today. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding that we would be both hearers and doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?